and one of them will fry.
Yeah, okay. What would you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you just turn the water on or off?
A faucet.
Faucet, okay. What would you, if there were the same thing on a barrel, would you have a different name for it, or would?
No, it'd be for faucet. That's all you can.
Okay. Good. What about the, if you had the same kind of thing out in the yard?
That's a faucet.
Still a faucet. Good. Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home? What would you?
Well, they put in a pasteboard container.
All right. What if it was just made out of paper, the you know, and you?
Well, that'd be pasteboard.
Uh-huh.
Cardboard, to be something called.
Uh-huh.
Cardboard container.
Okay. Let's see, what would you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say that, 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a, what would you call that?
Well, it could be a croaker sack.
All right.
A small croaker sack.
Okay, fine. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
I would call that a... I know now what you're talking about. I can't think of it now.
Can you show what it looks like, Joe? I can't remember.
Yeah,
how you
like
play
a
it?
Mouth
like
mouth organ.
Yeah.
That's a mouth organ. You call it a mouth organ.
Okay, fine. What did you call? Let's see, am I the right one? What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and you pick it?
Jusar.
Okay. What would you call a kind of support that a carpenter uses to hold boards for sawing?
Well, a vise.
A vise, yeah. What if you had, usually you see two of them in a board laid on top of them, you know, from one to the other, and usually saw between them. What would you call those two stands? They kind of look like a letter A, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know. I would have to call them a vise like that.
Oh, okay.
A board vise. It has to be held tight, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, these things, you usually just lay the board on top of them, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and I hear the name of the thing called. And I was working with the carpenter.
Uh-huh.
But I can't think of that.
Wouldn't call them something like a sawhorse or a sawbuck or anything? That's what...
Yeah, but that's what's put it, a sawbuck.
Sawbuck?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What about something that's, well, it's just a lot like it. It looks more like an X, though, and it's used for holding firewood when you saw it.
Nah, you get back to that same question.
Oh, all right.
Saw table.
Saw table?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
good.
Table.
All right. Then this other one, then, which you put logs in, you're going to saw them for the fireplace or something, and they're about the same thing, except they look like an X. And
yeah.
You have a name for those?
Yeah, I would call them sawhorses.
Sawhorse? Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle, and you have, you know, it looks like this. You got one child sitting on one end and one on the other.
I call that a seesaw.
Seesaw? Okay. What would you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Yeah. Well, that's about all you can call it if it goes round.
Yeah?
Merry-go-round.
You don't have a special name for that, then?
No,
that you can remember.
I don't.
Okay. What would you call it? The flat piece of wood that you use to sharpen a knife or a sickle with?
Flat piece of wood?
It's a piece of stone.
Uh-huh.
You know, you use to
wet
sharpen...
Wet rock.
Okay.
Wet stone. Yeah, one.
All right.